More now on the life of Senator Edward Kennedy. The issues and proposals Kennedy advocated in Congress often boosted Massachusetts industries. Medical research and higher education were major beneficiaries of Kennedy's legislative agenda. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch this morning examines how the senator's focus supported economic development in the Bay State.
It's a sad irony that Senator Edward Kennedy died after a battle with brain cancer because he'd been fighting the disease for decades in Congress. From the outset of his career, Kennedy advocated for better cancer research and patient care. Edward Benz is the president of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston.
Every healthcare institution in Boston is better and bigger because of the national policies that Kennedy helped to turn into meaningful laws and meaningful federal support.
Kennedy helped triple the size of the budget of the National Institutes of Health in a little more than 10 years. That meant three times as many research dollars for institutions such as Dana-Farber. The Cancer Institute's staff ballooned from about 1,200 in the 1980s to more than 3,000 today. Benz credits Kennedy's legislative focus.
And it's made the government both the largest supporter and in many ways the largest consumer of health care services. And that has allowed institutes like ours to grow.
So, too, did the Cancer Institute and other research facilities at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where Raphael Reif is provost.
The funding enables the creation of new knowledge and new technologies, but also enables the education of people.
Reif says Kennedy invested in broad policies more than individual projects.
It is not that what he did benefited MIT. We didn't work that way. He just had the vision to understand how research enables and how to increase help to people of lower means to have access to higher education. And in that sense, MIT as a place that does higher education, as a place that does research, benefited from his activities.
The buzz of college students moving into a Boston University dormitory yesterday is another indirect product of Kennedy's legislative record. His support for more federal tuition assistance may have stemmed from lofty ideals. Still, it essentially subsidized the state's higher ed industry. This is all not to say that Kennedy never lobbied for specific earmarks or so-called pork barrel spending. His political clout was critical in helping BU land a photonics lab not far from this dorm, and he fought military base closings like any other senator.
Center of this program, you'll see the absolutely indispensable place, location that Otis has.
But Edward Kennedy did not go to Congress just to bring home the bacon, something that earned him respect from even his most ardent critics. Leslie Page is with the Washington, D.C. watchdog group Citizens Against Government Waste, and she says Kennedy did not use his political power primarily to funnel money back to his home state, like others did.
Senator Byrd, Senator Stevens, I mean, I would put them in a very different category in terms of earmarks than Senator Kennedy.
Page credits the family story. She says Ted, as the last surviving Kennedy brother, was destined for bigger things than most congressional delegates.
A lot of members come from their states and they view themselves as being representative of their state and they don't really see themselves on the larger stage. I think from the beginning, you know, there was no question that Senator Kennedy was going to be acting on a larger stage and what he was going to be trying to do was going to be of a much more national, sweeping nature.
That larger-than-life legislative legacy is what's being remembered today. And in a strange way, Massachusetts profited from that, more than just a highway project here or a bigger post office there. The state ranks second in the nation in per capita federal R&D spending, which continues to fuel a lasting economic legacy. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.